Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Soft Life Podcast with me, Candy Washington, and I cannot wait to help you lead a more joyful life. So before we dive into today's episode, which is a definitive guide on how to live a luxurious life on any budget, because it's really not about money. It's more about a mindset. It's more about how you show up in the world for yourself is really the core of living a luxurious life. But before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to join our Patreon community for monthly meditations, journal prompts, and inspired action activations. You also get PDFs of all the episodes, archived episodes, guided videos, and so much more. I have so many bonuses in there for you. If you need additional support, be sure to grab some of our self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation courses. We have the Self-Life Collection, so be sure to shop that as well. Just head over to candywashington.com/courses and also get 10% off of everything by using code POD10. It's all linked down in the description box and in the show notes. And if you'd be so kind, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the Soft Life Podcast. It really helps to grow the show and have more people find us and start elevating. So with that, let's dive right on in. So first, let's talk about what is luxury. So luxury is a condition of abundance or great ease and comfort. You know, it's a sumptuous environment lived in luxury. So it's abundance and great ease and comfort. And that is everything we are about here, you know, with the Soft Life. We are about luxury. We're about abundance. We're about ease. We're about comfort. We're about flow. We are about activated and awakened and healed feminine energy, open and ready to receive. It is also an indulgent in something that provides pleasure, satisfaction, or ease. Because over here, we have given up the struggle bus and we are ready to just receive in our lives. And we really have the mindset that my life gets to be easy. Okay. So with that in mind, let's break down some ways for you to start living a luxurious life right now, today, because pretty much everything I'm going to tell you, you can start doing today, no matter what your budget is or isn't, because it's not about money. It's about a mindset. Okay. So number one, slow down. If you missed our last episode on the art of slow living, I suggest you go back and listen to it. It is a full guide on really how to harness the power of slow living for a more enjoyable, happy, fulfilled, purposeful life. But I would say number one for a luxurious life is slowing down. Slow down your energy. You know, people who live in ease and comfort and flow and with intention, they're not rushing, they're not sloppy, and they're not late. Because when you rush and when you're sloppy and when you're late, it devalues you and it disrespects your time. You know, there's nothing cute about someone who's always late. There's nothing cute about someone who's always rushing and is always frantic. You know, there's nothing cute about people who are sloppy. So slow your energy down. And people who move at an intentional pace, they're never in a hurry and they're always on time. So people are like, I'm rushing because I'm running late and I'm rushing to get there on time. That frantic energy, isn't it? But when you slow down, when you work from purpose, when you work with intention, you know, and you're in the present moment and you're mindful, your energy is so powerful and it's so much more productive and it's so much more effective. When you look at people who are magnetic or luxurious or classic or respected, right? These people have a very calmness about them, a very calm spirit, a very calm energy to them. And that's the most powerful energy to have. So slow down your energy. Also, slow down your thoughts. Use meditation, breath work, journaling, being present and mindful. Take control of your mind. Take control of your thoughts. Because if you just have anxious thoughts running through your mind or depressive thoughts running through your mind, or you're just on a loop, that's when you're living out of ease. That's when you're living out of abundance. That's when you're living out of comfort. And it starts in your mind. So learn how to slow down your thoughts so that you can control them and you can be the observer of them and you can be the thinker of your thoughts. So you control your thoughts and you don't let your thoughts control you. That is really the way to live in your most powerful space. And when you're living in your most powerful space, your life gets easier. There's more flow. There's more comfort. There's more intention. There's more luxury. Also, slow down your conversations. This means also talking slower. It goes back to what I was saying about slowing down your energy and not rushing. You know, when you see people who talk really fast, you know, I do sometimes and I'll do it for like, you know, emphasis. But I mean, in general, when people like talk really fast, it seems like they're not confident. They're not really sure about themselves or they're trying to rush through something. But when people are, you know, calm and deliberate and steady in their words and in their cadence, they really garner more respect and they have more confidence in themselves. And then also slow down your conversations with just being present. You know, practice active listening. Listen to understand, not to respond. Take a pause, take a beat. If someone's talking to you about something, take a beat. And this means that you're actually listening to what they're saying and you're reflecting on it. And then you're choosing a response to the person rather than just reacting and having already known what you're going to say to them. So people who are very, you know, confident and respected and of a certain, you know, intellectual caliber, whatever you want to call it, you know, they are present in conversations. They speak with a certain slow cadence to them. They have great eye contact. They listen to understand. They take a pause and then they respond to you. And this is, again, it's really activating your power and your confidence core, you know? So slow down your conversations and then slow down when eating, you know, whether you're cooking at home or you're going out to eat or you're having dinner at a friend's place, slow down, you know, turn off the phones, turn off the screens, enjoy the food, taste the food, savor the food, and then enjoy the company, enjoy the food, enjoy the drink, and enjoy who you're with. Even if you are alone, enjoy that time with yourself. Don't feel like you have to distract yourself because you're eating by yourself. Take that time to really just be with you and enjoy that. So slow down. That's a big one to live a more abundant, ease, comfortable, powerful life. Number two is spend time in luxurious places. So grab a coffee and a croissant at a high-end hotel or enjoy a drink and an appetizer at an expensive restaurant. Again, it's not about how much money you're spending, but it's about putting yourself in the environment of luxury, of wealth, if that's what you want to go for. And then you understand the energy of these environments. These environments, like I said from number one, they are very quiet. They're very calm. They're very peaceful. You know, they're not frantic. And when you immerse yourself in these places, you then can change your energy to energetically match the energy of these environments. That's why your environment is so important to you. Think about a seed. If you put a seed in a bad soil or a bad environment, it's harder for that seed to grow. But if you put a seed in a really good soil in a good environment, it's easier for that seed to reach its full potential. So be mindful of your environment. Go to places that, you know, are places you maybe want to live one day or aspire to be a part of one day, and just see how the people move. How do they talk? How do they interact? What is the energy like? You know, and adopt and adapt to that, to add that luxury to your own life and to really change yourself to fit that mold. Not that you're going to be fake or phony or you're going to put on airs, or it's not that type of like fake, slimy energy. It's not that. It's just being intentional of, well, what kind of life do I want to have? I want to have a comfortable life, an easy life. I want to have a luxurious life. I want to have an intentional life. So I'm going to put myself in those spaces where that energy matches where I see myself going. So there's nothing about fake or anything like that. Go for walks and jogs in upscale neighborhoods, you know, pop on your headphones or, you know, your podcast and your running shoes and do your hot girl walk in a really nice upscale neighborhood. You know, look at all the houses and imagine yourself living there or whatever the case may be. Go to farmer's market in fancy neighborhoods. Go window shopping and actually into the stores at upscale shopping areas. You know, whether you want to buy something or not, in your mind be like, oh, you know, well, I'm going to come back and buy that for my birthday, or I'm going to come back and buy that for Christmas, or I'm going to come back and treat myself with that. Talk to the salespeople, you know, get into that energy, get into that flow, you know, try stuff on. Don't be afraid, because this puts you in the energy of knowing that you belong. Because sometimes we don't go to places because we feel like, you know, we are an imposter, we don't belong there. But you do belong. You belong anywhere you want to be. You belong. So put yourself in those situations and put yourself in those areas and places. You know, you can invest in a gym or a spa or a club membership at a high-end establishment. You know, that's a good way to invest in yourself. So you can get one of those memberships for the year, whatever the case may be, and go work out a couple times a week, go to the spa a couple times a month or a couple times a week, you know, go to the club. Because again, this is about putting yourself in these places to alchemize to the energy of where you want to be. The third is cultivate an abundant mindset. So an abundant mindset isn't just, I have so much money, I have so much money, I have so much money. No, an abundant mindset is, there is always enough for all. There is so much abundance around me already. I am enough. There is always enough. That is what an abundant mindset is. It's not just about, I have a gazillion million dollars in my bank account, I am abundant. That's not what it is. You know, it can be really cultivating appreciation and gratitude for everything you already have and everything that is coming to you. So seek out things to appreciate that's already in your life and enjoy and express that gratitude. And that is what will then start to seek you out. The more you appreciate, the more you show gratitude, the more things that life will show you to be appreciative of. You know, go to art museums or go to art galleries, go to museums, go to libraries to absorb the culture and the creativity and the abundance. Walk in nature and see all of the abundance and love around you. You know, go on a walk and look at the sun that, you know, it costs nothing to soak up the sun, costs nothing to take a deep breath of fresh air, costs nothing to appreciate the stars, appreciate the grass. You know, be thankful for your cup of coffee. Be thankful for your working and healthy body. You know, be thankful for the little things. Because when you realize no matter what your situation is, for the simple fact that you are here, the simple fact that you can listen to this podcast, the simple fact that you can watch this video means you are abundant, means you have so much to already be grateful for. So the abundant mindset isn't, I have $1 million. The abundant mindset is, I am already enough. There is so much abundance around me. I choose out moments and I choose out things to be grateful for. Appreciation is my default. And there's enough for all. This is also a big part of having an abundant mindset. It's not, oh, if this person has something, that means that's not enough for me. Or if I give up something, that means it's not enough. Or if I get something, that means somebody else won't get it. That's really lack and scarcity. Lack and scarcity is there's not enough. And lack and scarcity is there's only enough for some. There's not enough for all. Abundant is there is already more than enough. And there's more than enough for all of us. So really start cultivating that abundant mindset, and also use loving self-talk to affirm your worthiness and lovability. That's also an abundant mindset. I am enough. I am worthy. I am deserving. My life gets to be easy. You know, I am perfect as is. I am beautifully and woefully made. You know, I am a goddess. I am a god, you know, like all that stuff. I'm magnetic. I am joyful. You know, I get to call in. I am open and ready to receive. So speak to yourself in a way that is loving. Speak to yourself in a way that affirms your worthiness. I am worthy of everything that I desire. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of respect. I am worthy of wealth. I am worthy of ease. Because that helps to cultivate an abundant mindset. Because when you really believe that you are worthy and you are deserving and you are enough exactly as you are, then nothing is missing. That is when you truly lack nothing, when you know who you are. Okay? So number four, and this is one of my favorite ones, use social media and the law of oneness to inspire you. So some people use social media in a toxic way where they either bully people online or they get depressed looking at people and think that social media is like real. And they're like, oh, who does she think she is going on this vacation? Who do they think they are acting like they're this great couple, you know, blah, 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 blah. And instead of using social media to inspire themselves, they use social media and they become haters and they become bitter Bettys and they become negative Nancys, but not over here with the soft life. That is not how we roll. So the way to use social media and the law of oneness is like this. Create a private social media account that's just for you and only follow accounts that are sharing images and videos and inspiration and content of the lifestyle that you aspire to have. Whether you are super happy with your current lifestyle, but there's just certain little areas you want to improve on, or if you're looking for a total glow up, whatever it is, follow accounts of people or businesses or brands or whatever it is that's posting content that looks like the next level of your life that you want to be at. Because I want you to see it. I want you to see that it's possible. But the trick here is your mindset. Don't look at it and think, ugh, I'll never look like that. Ugh, I'll never have that. Ugh, I'll never be able to do that. You know, this person got it, so I'll never get it. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I'm too black. I'm too white. I'm too short. I'm too tall. That's not what it's for. It's not to compare. It's to inspire. Because the law of oneness says, what is possible for one is possible for all. So your mindset should be, oh, this person got this great career. This person has this money. This person has this lifestyle. This person has this relationship. This person has this home, this car, this friendship group, whatever it is. If one person is capable of having it, then all people are capable of having it. Therefore, so can I. So use social media. It could even be a Pinterest board. You know, if you get too triggered by Instagram or too triggered by TikTok, create your own Pinterest board and see people and images and videos and words that inspires you, that's the lifestyle you want to have. And know that if it's possible for one, it is possible for all. Therefore, it is possible for me. And that is how you use social media or digital media in a way that cultivates a healthy mindset and that inspires you. And then you can use the universal laws. So we're not getting jealous. We're not getting bitter Bettys. We're not getting negative Nancy. We're not going to be jealous Julies. You know, we are going to be inspired. We are going to be, you know, empowered to say, if one person can have it, so can I. Because think about it. In this world, as human beings, if one human being can have and be or do something, that means all human beings can be, have, and do something. That's why you have people who are born with money and become rich. And that's why you have people who are born with nothing and become rich. That's why you have people who have a ton of money and become poor. And that's why you have people who are poor and stay poor or whatever it is. That's why you have, you know, some people who get sick and some people who don't get sick or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's just like, as human beings, there's universal truths that is true for all of us. You know, and use the law of oneness to know that if you can see someone else doing it, then you can do it. and put yourself in that position to inspire you. And it's never too late. So before we move on to number five, we're going to take a quick break.
Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.
All right. So now let's move on to number five. So don't wait for a special occasion to use and wear your special things. You know, every day, because we are blessed with another day to live our lives and enjoy our lives and be on this planet, is a day to celebrate everyday luxury. So if you have a dress or a nice bottle of champagne or fine china or whatever that you've been, quote, waiting to wear or waiting to use, wear it now. Use it now. Plan a date night for yourself and let the fact that you're alive be the special occasion. Just let the fact that you are here, that you're being, be enough for you to break out the fine china, you know, break out that dress you've been meaning, or, you know, whatever you've been saving, stop saving it. You know, I don't mean go out and like just squander anything, but don't put off enjoying the pleasurable things in life. Don't put off enjoying the finer things in your life for some, quote, special occasion or some special date or some special goal or milestone. The trick to living a joyful life, the trick to living a fulfilled and happy life is knowing that every day is a blessing. Every moment is a present, you know? And so celebrate just yourself. So don't hold out and don't hold back. If you've been saving some special thing for some special occasion, break it out and enjoy it now. And have that mindset of, you know, you get to enjoy the new stuff now. Like, I know some people are like, I forgot the person who said it. Maybe it's like Neville Goddard or someone like that. But he was talking about how people say, you know, eat the speckled apples first, which means eat the old apples before you eat the new ones. But then by the time you eat the new ones, they're old. And it's like, don't eat the speckled apples first, you know? Eat the fresh ones now. You know, don't think that, oh, I have to squeeze the last thing out of the toothpaste before I throw it away. Toss it, buy a fresh one. You know, if something's going bad, toss it. Don't hold on to things thinking that I have to eat the old stuff first before I can enjoy the new, or I have to squeeze the last bit of this, or I have to get the last bit of this out. You know, even if it's something like smaller things, but everyday things, like it could be even throwing away old and ratty underwear and just buying like new fresh ones, or throwing away ratty pajamas or whatever it is. You know, don't hold on to things, or like ratty running shoes. Don't hold on to things because you think you have to like hold on to them and like use it all the way down to the ground before you can enjoy new or buy new or treat yourself. No, every day is a special occasion. Your life is a reason to celebrate. So go out there and enjoy yourself and celebrate. Number six is declutter your life. So simplify your space. You know, if you want to have luxury and comfort and ease and energetically be able to tap into all of your abundance, clean spaces, uncluttered spaces is the best thing to do. You know, clean, throw away things, organize, rearrange your furniture, add flowers, add pictures, scented candles, aromatherapy, clean out your closet, you know, look up feng shui, whatever you want to do. But really having an organized and clean space, not only does it just feel better, but it also allows your creativity to flow and your mind to be at ease and more peaceful. And when you go into like a luxurious home or a luxurious store or a luxurious area or neighborhood, the number one thing that they have is space. You know, go into any high-end store, it's space. Go into any, you know, luxury home or pond or condo or apartment, it's spacious. So even if you're not living in a big mansion or whatever it is, find ways to create clean space within your apartment or your house or your office. Also, keep your car clean and smelling good. You know, depending on where you live, how much you commute in your car, that's a whole environment for you. Some people are in their cars for hours a day, whether it's traffic or their commute or whatever it is. So have a clean car and have it smell good and run good and notice that your mood is going to change. It's going to be a little bit easier on that drive. Listen to uplifting podcasts and music on your commute and your daily, you know, errands where you're going through. Declutter your mind too. So don't listen to like hardcore music or whatever it is. There's a time and place for that. But also think about how can you declutter your mind and your thoughts? Because living a luxurious life, like I've said before, it's not about money. It's about a mindset. So declutter your space, declutter your mind. And then also, you know, try and take peaceful and scenic routes as often as possible. You know, if you have to be in your car for a long time, maybe think, well, maybe I won't take the highway today and I'll take the scenic route. Or maybe I'll figure out another route on the train. I have to go into the city and it's really nice and I'm going to, you know, open the window and just look out it instead of trying to work on the train. Maybe I'll just take some time to look out the window and enjoy the nature. So think about ways that you can incorporate very peaceful, very scenic, very moments of nature into your day-to-day life. So number seven, and this one is my favorite one because I'm that girl, make your time, energy, and very specifically your anger expensive. And what I mean by this is work on your emotional intelligence and your self-esteem so that people and things can no longer trigger you. They now have the power to make you come out of your character. They no longer have the power to determine your self-worth. You know, people who live luxurious lives have, they are very good at not giving an F. They have I don't give an F energy. They are unbothered. They're trying to find an F to give and they simply cannot find one. You know, people who live very luxurious, easy, charmed, lucky lives, they could care less because they are so focused on themselves and they are so focused on who they are and their self-esteem and their self-worth and their confidence is so grounded within themselves that nothing knocks them off of their pedestal. So really work on your emotional intelligence, work on your self-confidence, work on your sense of self, and make your time. So have really good boundaries, make your energy and your anger expensive. If you are going to spend your time with someone, say it's your friends, make sure that they are good, healthy friendships. It's not just someone who's just going to dump their drama on you and not really be there for you, cause you know, chaos and drama and all of that stuff. They just want to gossip. They just want to bring people down. They just want to dump their problems on you, but they're not there for you. They don't show up for you. They don't problem solve. They don't support you. They're not genuine. You know, make your time expensive. Have standards for who has access to you. If it's at work or with clients, you know, if someone, I remember hearing this one coach say she was offering like free consultations with people. And this one woman booked a free consultation just to tell her how much she didn't like her. And she was just like, never again will I do that because my time has to now be expensive. If you want access to me, you're going to have to pay for it, especially if it's like that. But because the woman was offering something for free, the people didn't respect it as enough. So make your time and your energy and your anger expensive. Don't let everything that people say to you or not show up for you or every comment or every side eye or every hater energy have the power to bring you down. Don't let anyone or anything knock you off your pedestal because you are on the pedestal. Adjust your crown accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So if you get angry over something or hurt over something, make it expensive. Like it has to really be from someone who matters or something that matters. Now we're all humans. So of course, sometimes someone says a dig or someone leaves a nasty comment or your friend is shady or your sister is shady or your brother is shady or something like that and it hurts you, that's fine. We're human beings. But have your emotional intelligence to say, okay, you know what? That kind of hurt. That kind of pissed me off. I'm going to feel that right now. But I know that's really not about me. So I'm not going to internalize it. I'm not going to let other people's jealousy or hate or just ignorance or projection mean anything about me. It doesn't mean I'm not good enough. It doesn't mean I'm not worthy. It doesn't mean I'll never have X, Y, and Z. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that's what this is one person said based on their own stuff. And it's not, and it has nothing to do with my worthiness. And that's what I mean by having emotional intelligence, not letting other people's stuff seep into how you feel about yourself. So create healthy boundaries and stick to them. Remove friendships and romantic partners and relationships, even family members that no longer serve you. If you want an abundant life, if you want an easy and comfortable life, if you want a luxurious life, you have to be extremely, extremely picky about who has access to your time and your energy and your presence. Because the easiest way to live in dis-ease, discomfort, dysfunction is by having people who should not have access to you have access to you. That's the quickest way. Drop being nice, drop the codependency, and prioritize your own well-being. Level up. You know, hot girls, level up. That girls, level up. Hot guys, you know, that guy, level up. You know, if you really care about the quality of your life, and that's really what we're talking about, you know, we're really talking about being very intentional and purposeful about the quality of your life. And if you really want to take ownership of the quality of your life, you need to have some clear standards and boundaries on who has access to you. That would be the first thing. Okay. Number 8, create small moments of luxury. So this is fun. You know, it's a little bit more easy. Splurge on an expensive perfume that you'll wear every day and just feel like that magnetic and powerful goddess that you are. Put fresh flowers in your home or your office. Take breaks throughout the day just to relax, recenter yourself, breathe, to grab a coffee, a matcha, whatever the case may be, just go for a walk. But like throughout the day, take breaks. Allow yourself to just reset. Don't think you have to be a hamster on the wheel all day. You're allowed to just chill. Invest in quality pieces that you'll wear forever. You know, this could be a nice cashmere sweater, a really nice blazer, a Chanel bag, like whatever it is. Invest in really timeless pieces that you just feel regal. You feel luxurious. You feel wealthy. You feel like that person, that girl, when you wear it. You know, treat yourself to fancy coffees and yummy goodies and luxurious baths. And you don't have to break the bank to do any of this. It's just being very intentional about this is something I'm going to invest in. This is something I'm going to do for myself. You know, it's really not that expensive to get some scented candles and some Epsom salt and some bubble bath and, you know, run yourself a really nice bath and get some oils. Like, it's not that expensive. It's just really about taking the time to take care of yourself and to do things that make you feel good. You know, that's also what it's about. It's about the quality of your life and you feeling good, you feeling worthy, you feeling taken care of, you feeling chosen and seen and validated. And it starts with how you validate and see and take care of yourself. you know, get some silk pillowcases, personalized stationery, chef's kiss, some soft pajamas, and then create meaningful morning, nighttime, skincare routines, you know. Ritualizing things is such a way to add luxury to your life. You know, this is the time I'm going to put my oils on, my serums. This is the time I'm going to, you know, intentionally make my coffee and, you know, whatever it is, or take my magnesium at night, whatever it is. You're doing these things and they're routines and they're ritualistic, and it kind of adds structure and harmony, and it's a nice wind down, and they're just really nice, and to add that consistency to your life as well. And number 9, which I think is really important and I don't hear people talk enough about, is prioritize your wellness over your weight. And what I mean by that is, instead of making a certain body type or weight your goal, seek out feeling good as the goal. So think about, not is this exercise going to give me this body type, but like, what kind of exercise and workouts do I enjoy? You know, I'm not a Pilates yoga girl. I've tried that. It's not good for me. I'm a cardio girl. So I do cardio, even though I'm like, oh, I want that Pilates body. But then it turns out doing cardio gets me that body, you know, because I actually enjoy it. So think about doing exercises that you enjoy, even if it's just going for a walk, you know, or if it's trying weights and you find out you really like weights when maybe you were scared to do weights before. You know, maybe it's doing Pilates, maybe it's not, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's biking, maybe it's going for hikes, maybe it's doing YouTube videos at home, maybe it's joining a workout class at a gym. Just figure out what workouts work for you, not what you think you're supposed to do in order to get a certain look. But think about, what exercises and workouts do I do that I actually enjoy, that are fun, that light me up, you know? Do those. Make how you feel the goal. And I promise you, your body will respond to that. Your body will shift and mold, and it will respond to your joy and your fun and your happiness. And then that's how you make it sustainable. Okay? Sleep in and take naps. You know, I'm a huge person where I used to, like, again, trial and error, I tried to be like the 5 a.m. club, because remember I was like, oh, all the millionaires wake up at 5 a.m. and that's how to get there. And I'm just not the 5 a.m. club. Like, I need to sleep in a little bit, and that's fine. And that's what works for my body. And I'm much more of a night owl. And so instead of trying to conform to what the trends are, listen to your body and do what your body needs. You know, if it's sleeping in, sleep in. If it's waking up early, wake up early. But just do what your body needs to do. This is really about living intuitively from the body, because your body knows what it needs. Your body knows how it works the best, how it's the most effective, how it's the most productive. So really listen to your body, right? Take daily supplements and multivitamins. Start early, you know, start now. I don't care how old you are. It is never too early to start. So take your vitamins, take your supplements. Don't overdo it, but figure out what you need. You can go and get blood work done to see, like, maybe you're missing out on some supplements, or maybe you're good on some supplements, but, you know, see where you're at. But just a multivitamin would be like the most basic baseline thing to take. Go on walks and play in nature. And then also, like, dance, laugh, cry. If you need to cry, cry it out. Drink plenty of water. And this is also very important. So we've talked about physical things, but speak to your body in a loving way and use confidence building affirmations. Like, I love you, body. Thank you, body. You know, thank you, body, for being so strong. Thank you, body, for, you know, my legs that get me from point A to point B. Thank you, heart, for beating. Thank you, face, for being so flawless. And, you know, thank you, girl, you look good. Like, walk by the mirror and be like, damn, girl, you look good today. You are so hot. You know, you're the best. I love you. You know, do mirror, self-talk mirror. Say, I love myself. I love you. Say your name to yourself in the mirror. You know, talk to yourself as if you are somebody that you actually love, you know? Because at the end of the day, I said it before and I will say it 1,000 times more, living a luxurious life, becoming the main character of your life, being that girl, living a soft life, being that guy, whatever it is, right? Because I'm talking to the girls, I'm talking to the guys, I'm talking to everybody. It's really about cultivating a loving relationship to yourself. And when you love yourself, you know that how I feel is my most important priority. The quality of my life is my most important mission, right? And that's why it's about the mindset. It's not about the money. So speak to yourself as if you are someone that you love. And if you're not there yet, start with openness and curiosity. I'm open to loving myself. I'm open to thinking that I'm hot. I'm open to thinking that I'm grateful for my body. I'm open to knowing I'm that girl. I'm open to loving myself, you know? So if you're not there yet, just start with openness. And the more open you are and the more you do it and the more comfortable you get, the easier it gets and the easier it gets and the easier it gets. So there you have it. There is my guide on how to live a luxurious life, you know, no matter what. And don't forget my bonus, which I always say at the end, celebrate the small wins and leverage gratitude. We already talked about it, but it always bears repeating. Practice daily gratitude, whether it's writing it down or just saying it in your mind. Practice gratitude and being appreciative of everything that you have and all the abundance that's already around you. And I promise you that will call in more and more things to be grateful for. And like I said, don't wait to celebrate something big to manifest or come into your life. Celebrate now. You're not too far behind. It's not too late for you. You haven't made too many mistakes. And there is nothing that you need to be, do, or get to be worthy of love and happiness and abundance and your desires. Just as you are already enough. You are already enough. So if you liked this episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, and share, and also review if you feel so inclined. It really helps me to grow the podcast and to have more people find us. And as always, you can join us over on Patreon for monthly meditations, journal prompts, inspiration, PDFs, more guided videos. Check out our self-love courses, lifestyle design, manifestation, shop the Soft Life Collection. Just head over to candywashington.com/courses. Use POD10 for 10% off of everything. It's linked down below. And with that, you guys, as always, I love you and take care of yourself and each other. Oh, and if you want the PDF version of this, be sure to join our Patreon because I will be dropping it in there as well. So with that, you guys, take care of yourself and each other. Bye.
Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon.